today morning. Well, so I'm going to talk few minutes of, in our life, there's so many things, there's so many times in our life and in my life, you know, we think things to go in one direction and they end up going in one direction. So how many of you are focusing on God when you are in very deep trouble? One more thing I want to ask you, how many of you are focusing on God when you are in very happy? There are two times I understand in my life of looking at a lot of people. People just forget God when everything was going well and fine, people forget God. When things don't go the way we want them to go, and we'll just ask God, why you let this thing happen to me? Why this happened? See, everything we happen in our life, God has a plan and a purpose. When we have deep times in our life, when we have hard times, when things don't go well the way we want us to go, when we are end up in bad shape in our life, we have to focus on God. Because when things are not good, you know, when the things are not good, we have to take a step and pray and ask God to take me out of this temptation, because God can able to do anything, because God has power to do anything in your life. So when I'm reading the Bible, I really got my attention. Why? When I look at people, when we are reading the Bible, a lot of people just read the Bible because they have to read the Bible, but they won't pay attention to some of the important words that God has used. A lot of people talks about Moses. He's a man of God. He's the one who brought them out of the Egypt. So the man who made the Red Sea into two parts and let his people walk on dry land. And we know all these things about Moses. But when I'm reading about Moses, the one really got my attention, why he born so handsome. He's a good, Bible talks about he's a very good looking man. Why he, if you turn your Bible to the book of Exodus chapter 1 from 1 to 4, and you all know story about killing children in the time of Moses. And you all know that Moses was put in a box and he left in the river. So when I'm reading this chapter, I really understand the plan of God. The God has a plan. See, when Moses left in the river, he was coming to the place where the Pharaoh's daughter is going to take bath. Right? See, exactly, God has a plan. If the box was left 15 minutes earlier, the box might pass Pharaoh's daughter and gone. Right? Maybe if the box was left 1 hour later, by the time she might take a bath and she might go back to the palace. Right? See, God, the way God works in our life, that God has a perfect plan in our life. The time, see, there's so many times I want to take shower by 4 p.m. I'll be like, nah, I'm not going to take shower. I want to wait for an hour. Then I want to take shower at 5. Then it's 5. I'll take by 7. Then I'll be like, I'm too lazy to take bath now. I go to bed. There's so many times I want to take shower and I'm too lazy to take shower. I went to bed without taking shower. So that will happen in a lot of people's life, right? See, when I'm reading that exact situation, see, God has a perfect timing. Exact timing. The timing, see, when the box was left in the river, God inspired father, fellow daughter to go and take bath. Exactly when the box was coming, she was at the right place to get the box. So when that's really, see, God has a plan. Perfect timing, perfect planning in your life. God has a perfect timing, perfect planning in my life. But people, we don't understand. We don't understand the planning and the timing and the purpose God has in your life. Perfect timing. The box was left, she's at the river. And Bible talks about Moses was very good looking boy. So if he was not good looking boy, I don't know how she would accept him as a son. So when we look at a small, cute looking child, you know, we're like, oh, this child was so good. So when she's opened the box, when she saw the Moses, and he's so good looking kid, oh, look at this kid. There is no way I can say no to this boy. When she took the boy, and he's very good looking, handsome. Bible talks about he's a very good looking boy. So when God made Moses, he designed Moses to be the leader of his people. He designed his body, and he gave his Holy Spirit to lead the people. So God has a plan. The way we look, the way we talk, the way we are, God has a plan in our life. God has a plan in everything. If Moses was not good looking child, she may say, no, this child don't look good. Just give it to slave. Just give it to somebody. I tell to dad, tell daddy there's a boy here, tell daddy to come and kill the boy. That might happen. But that's not what happened. It happened way opposite. When the box was opened, what a good looking child. I want the child to raise in the palace. See, God has a plan. In your life, God has a plan. But we don't understand. There's so many times we just ask God, why this thing happened in my life? Because we don't understand his plan. He has a plan. There's so many things that happen in my life. You know, God wants to make me more stronger man. You know, there's so many times God will happen some things in your life because God wants to test your faith and make you a strong Christian. See, when you're looking at the whole story of Moses, the box was left exactly when she's going to take a shower. Even the way God was designed Moses while he was in the mother's womb, he told Moses to born so beautiful because God wants Moses to raise as a king's grandson. Because God has a plan. God has a plan. We have to understand that God has a plan in our life. So I'm going to talk a few more minutes. So if you turn your Bible to the book of Genesis chapter 39, 6 and 7. Genesis chapter 39, 6 and 7. So you all know the story of, and we all know the story of Joseph ran away from sin. But a lot of people don't go much detail to that. When I'm reading this, you know, the Bible talks about Joseph was a very good looking person. You know, Bible talks about he's a very good looking person. And then you all know that Potiphar's wife want to do sin with him because he's a good looking person. Well, God wants to test the faith of this great man. If you want to understand one thing, if you go the story of Joseph, he was born, you know, know, he was son of Jacob, and his own brothers hated him, tried to kill him, and sold him as a slave. And now he came to this 44 house, and he was working there as a slave. So this is a very good opportunity. A lot of people don't know that, you know, this is a very good opportunity for Joseph to maintain a secret relationship with his master's wife. It's a very good opportunity for Joseph to maintain a very secret relationship with his master's wife. So when he has a secret relationship with the master's wife, he can get everything he wants. The master will be gone, just he and the master's wife, and he can eat everything he wants to eat, and he can get the money he wants. He can get everything he wants because his master's wife was in his hands. He might tell the master's wife, I want to eat nice lamb leg today. Because, you know, we're talking about they eat most lamb. So she can tell, oh, make lamb for lunch. So Joseph had the opportunity to sin and have a luxury life. Right? But he did not do that. But when we're reading that very carefully, Bible talks about Joseph was a very good looking man with very good physique. You know, he's a very good looking man. He's a very good with very good physique. Now we won't see the both happen at the same time. He had good physique plus very good looking man. So God made Joseph was a very good looking man so that God can test him. You may see there's so many people working in the house. But why she was attracted to Joseph is because he's a good-looking man with a good physique. So God has a plan in his life. God wants to test the faith and honesty of this man, Joseph. So God has a plan to bless this man. God has a plan. Bible talks about, I think it's in... God has a plan to send Joseph to land of Egypt. I'm not going to go there, but if you look at Genesis chapter 45, it talks about all the children of Israel comes to Joseph asking him for the food. So God has a plan to send Joseph to the land of Egypt, make him as a prime minister, so all the people of Israel will have food to eat. But before the blessings come in his life, God has a long journey Joseph took. The journey that he has to prove himself as a faithful son of God. Children, his own brothers don't like him. His own brothers wants to kill him. His own brothers want to destroy him. When he shared the vision that God has given him, people, his own family members just laughed at him. But he had a hard time. But still, he was faithful to God. There's a purpose in his life. Before God put him in a place, before God make him as a king, the prime minister of the country, God wants to test his faith. God has a plan. He's a good-looking man with a good physique, but he has opportunity. Man, he may think, well, my brothers don't like me. I came here as a slave. I'm eating the leftovers. I'm eating the leftovers from my master. I'm supposed to sleep on the floor. I have to work all the time. Now I have an opportunity to sleep on my master's bed. You don't think like that. You don't think like that. He just ran away from sin. Because there's a reason why Joseph was born beautiful and good physique, because God wants to test his faith. He won. He won. And he proved himself that I'm a faithful son. See, God has a plan. Everything happened in your life, God has a plan. So I'm going to show one more scripture and I'm going to done for this year. So we thought, I think I already spoke about this scripture one time, but I'm going to talk about 5 more minutes, I'll be done. So I'm watching my time, you know, mostly done by 5:12:20, 12:05. But Genesis chapter 22, verse 9. So 22:9. So you know all this great man of faith. We all know story that he took his son to go and kill him. But when I'm reading the whole chapter 22, verse 9, got my attention. When it is time to build an altar to kill his own son, he laid the wood in order. That means what? When we focus on what we are doing, we can do things in order. Even though he's building an altar to kill his son, he was focused on what he's doing. See, this man knows God has a plan to tell him, take your son and go and kill him. God has a plan to test the great man's faith. God has a plan. Why Moses was a very good looking child, God has a plan. Why Joseph was a very good looking man with a good physique, God has a plan. Why God told this man, go and kill your son, God has a plan. God has a plan. And he will do everything perfectly. So everything will happen in your life. God has a plan for Moses to be a good looking child, so he can be in the house of the Pharaoh. God has a plan. Why Joseph went to jail? God has a plan. So everything happened in our life, God has a plan. Not just because something happened bad in your life, not just because something is not going the way you want to go, does not mean God left you. God did not left Moses when he was in the box in the river. He's watching over the Moses. He sent his enemy's daughters to go and save him. He didn't send any Israelites. He sent his enemy daughter to go and save him and feed him and provide him and train him. Whom he used? God will use your enemies as your bodyguards. My God is powerful. He can do anything. See, God watched Moses. When God has a plan in the life of Joseph, when his brothers wants to kill him, who came and saved Joseph? Reuben came and don't kill him. Who God used one of his brothers to save the life of Joseph. God did not use any, God did not send his father to go and save his life. God used the same person who hate Joseph to save his life. God is, when we, a lot of people, now we think we know about God, but we have to know more about him. You know, my God is the way, the things he do, hard to understand. So why God told Abraham to go and kill his son? He wants to test the faith of this man. It'd be hard for him to do, but he obeyed God. Because today we are talking here, calling this man as a father of nation. Because he obeyed God. He trusted God. He just did what God told him to do. So he placed within order. So when, how are we going to be? Are we going to forget about God? Are we going to run away from God? Or are we going to be like this man who placed the wood in the altar, even in the deep trouble? Everything happened in life, God has a plan. Never think that God forgets you. No, He never forgets you. He never leaves you. He always watch over you. This is the Bible is the answer for all the questions you have in your life. Did God left Moses? No. He's watching over him when he was in the river. Whom he sent? God is good. He always helps you. He always helps you. He always watch over you. So everything, do not be sad. Something bad happened in your life, do not be sad. God is always watching over you. No matter where you are, God is always with you. Because trust in Him. Trust in Him. Focus on Him. You know, focus on Him. You want deep trouble, place the wood, lay the wood in the altar. God has a plan. I want to encourage you that your God will help you. He has a plan and He has a time. He is going to help you. He is going to bless you. He is going to bring you out of all the troubles in your life, and He is going to bless you. Because the way God is going to bless you, you will never imagine. We can understand when we see how God blessed me and you. The blessings which is going to come upon your life is beyond your imagination. God is going to bless you and He's going to help you. May God bless you all. Thank you.